Kurt and Kate Mornings, not just on the radio.
It's a podcast, too.
You know the team that you have here, Jamie? Rebecca's going to brag on you right now, so get ready for this live on the radio.
That's uncomfortable.
Rebecca, you were mentioning to me that Jamie really is your right hand here.
Yeah, she is. As our center director, Jamie's been with us for 12 years.
March, 12 years.
Yeah.
And, congratulations.
So thankful. But she really is our resident expert, just in not only the experience she's had, just the gifting God's given her, but the training she's also received to really be the lead in teaching all of us and how best to minister to women and even to men, because it transfers over who are seeking abortion. And she's just gifted in providing counsel and keeping us focused on the gospel. So we all look to her as, just that guide and teacher for that, and just so grateful that she provides
it. Rebecca's been a great mentor, though.
but she's also our center director, so she's over a lot of stuff that happens in the center. So that's why she's my right-hand woman, not man.
Right-hand woman. There we go. We have to be politically correct here, right? Yeah. We have to be very accurate. All right, Jamie, I bet you have a million stories.
Sure, absolutely.
Would you share one of them with us right now?
Absolutely, yes. Actually, this year in the spring, we had a woman come in, and she had been in the States for 3 years working towards nursing school. She had been saving every penny in a very entry-level position, working really hard. And then she's at home. She's alone. Her husband is away. He's in the Army. And she finds out she's pregnant. And in her mind, it's just not the right time. Scared, fearful, she finds us. She walks through our doors. And the beauty of what we do here is we take the time to listen, to earn the right and trust to speak into a situation. And so that's what we do, and that's what we did when she came in. After learning more about her story, I had learned that she, before coming to the States, she had been in church and just hadn't had the time, right, to get to church because she had been working so hard. And so once I heard her story, I just really listened to behind what she was actually saying, and I started to talk to her about bringing her back to her first love with Christ.
That's really the beginning of everything, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
That's where decisions are made, because when you make decisions out of fear, it can lead you in the wrong direction. And
so true.
We have to remember God's truths, make decisions out of what He says. And that's what we did. And she ended up choosing life for her baby.
Mm, that's awesome.
And, it's not an easy road, but with Christ, all things are possible. And it's an honor and a privilege to sit with someone, to listen, to enter in, to instill hope for a future.
Yes.
We all need that.
Amen to
and,
that.
And so it's beautiful what Christ does through us.
Mm-hmm. You know what I was thinking, Rebecca? Mm-hmm. The fact that we don't want to have, I don't know, sometimes we pigeonhole people, we stereotype them, and we think, okay, well, who's the typical client for a pregnancy care center like a Woman's Choice? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we tend to think, okay, well, maybe it's a younger, single woman who's in crisis. But as we were just discussing, one size does not fit all. And I think this is maybe an aha moment for some people listening this morning.
Yeah.
They're like, wow, so do you ever counsel married couples? And the answer is obviously, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. No, you're absolutely right that generally when I'm introducing the ministry to somebody new, there's a great assumption that it's younger people. They think we mostly see teenagers.
Yeah.
Do we see teenagers? Yes. But really, like you said, that it spans the spectrum of age, of race, of socioeconomic backgrounds. Yet, are there many who are in certain characteristics and lower income situations? Yes. But we equally can have a woman in her 30s who's professional, who is married. I think a lot has to do with our culture and the fact that abortion has become so accepted and promoted that no matter what situation you're in, if you have a pregnancy that doesn't fit your plans, that's where they go.
It's like a viable option.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
More so than ever before.
Yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yes. Very much so.
Right. So even if it's inconvenient.
Yeah.
That's really heartbreaking.
Yeah. No, it is hard. What we know is most of the time, though, Kurt, it's rarely just inconvenience. Like Jamie was saying, there's heart issues going on there, and most of the pregnancies that lead to abortion are what we would call a complicated, unplanned pregnancy. Mm-hmm. It's rarely just I'm pregnant and it's inconvenient. There's so many more factors that go mm-hmm. into that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, there are times that I remember one from many years ago, and again, I didn't speak to her, so there may have been more under the surface, but she was going on a cruise and didn't want to be pregnant so she could drink. Yeah. That's what she said, you know.
Are you serious?
And again, I wasn't the one who sat with her. It came from another advocate who spent time with her. But on this, that may have just been the surface, but you hear that, and yes, it makes your mm-hmm. skin crawl because you're like, oh no, 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 you know. But the point I'm trying to make, though, is that's not usually the case.
Thanks for listening to Kurt and Kate Mornings Podcast. Please take a minute to follow, subscribe, and review us. And no matter where in the world you are, you can listen to us live from 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays on the Moody Radio app.